Farzana Doctor is a community organizer and activist. She began her career as a social worker and continues to work as a therapist in private practice. This is all in addition to her life as a writer. She's the author of 4 novels, a book of poetry, and her new book is nonfiction. It's called 52 Weeks to a Sweeter Life for Caregivers, Activists, and Helping Professionals. It draws on her own experience helping people with burnout and uses lessons she also had to teach herself. Here is Farzana Doctor answering the next chapter's version of the Proust questionnaire.
Name your favorite writers.
That's a hard question to answer, but I can say that Zadie Smith is one of my favorite authors. I read her book White Teeth back when it came out, and it was a book that made me feel like I could write a novel, and I started to write my first novel right after that. And more recently, I read a book called Dearborn by Ghassan Zinedine, and I just loved its beautiful prose and how it made me laugh and how it made me understand my Lebanese partner just a little bit better.
Tell me about your favorite character in fiction.
So this one is even harder. So I'm going to be a little self-centered about it, but I think it might be Ismail, who is a character from my second novel, 6 Meters of Pavement. I still think of him often, and like he's a real person, I wonder how he's doing.
If you could change something about yourself, what would it be?
I think that I would like to have a quicker tongue. I really admire people who can think on their feet, and I'm not someone who can do that. But also, maybe it's a blessing that I have some slowness, some thoughtfulness. My ability to take my time might not be a bad thing. I always want to have a smart alecky response to something, and it never happens.
What phrase do you most overuse?
I have to think about that.
What do you value most in your friends?
I value people who show me that they have my back. They show up with words and deeds for the hardships as well as the good things. So, for example, I went through a really bad breakup a while back, and I sent an email to 20 of my friends, just not knowing what else to do. I was in such a state, and all of them made me feel like I wasn't alone.
On what occasions do you lie?
I'm not really a good liar, but I do value my privacy. So rather than lying, I might omit details. For example, holding back on National Public Radio.
What is your favorite occupation?
So I'm blessed to have 2 occupations, and I'm going to say that they're my favorites because they're the only ones I really know. I love them both, maybe because they're both varied and allow me to use my creativity, and they're both part-time and allow me a lot of autonomy as well. So in the morning, I'm a writer, and in the afternoon, I'm a psychotherapist.
What is your favorite journey?
So back in 2019, I took a trip to Dholka, which is my family's ancestral village in India. And I ended up being walked through the oldest part of the village and standing in front of what was my great-great-grandmother's home. And for the first time in my life as a diasporic person, I felt like I was from somewhere.
Where would you like to live?
I feel so much better in warmer climates, so I would stay where I could in South Etobicoke in the spring and summer months, but I have this really strong fantasy about being in the fictional town of Honoré, the setting of Death in Paradise, for the rest of the time.
What is your idea of perfect happiness?
I don't believe in perfect happiness. There is no perfect anything. And happiness is something that we're supposed to feel, but we're supposed to feel all the other emotions that are much harder. But the thing that brings me closest to perfect happiness is spending time with dogs. In the last couple of years, I've been a volunteer at the Etobicoke Humane Society. And there's just something really lovely when a nervous dog settles down and cuddles into you.
Who are your favorite heroes in real life?
I really love people who can boldly speak truth to power, and they seem to do it fearlessly, even though they probably are afraid. So a couple of people who come to mind are Claire Daly, who is the member of European Parliament, and also Palestinian journalist and filmmaker Bisan Awda.
What is your greatest extravagance?
I've tended towards frugality and DIY everything most of my life, but recently I hired a really lovely person to take care of updating my website, and I am so happy about that. I am slow and clunky when doing that task, and so it's a really happy thing for me to be able to pay somebody to do that work for me.
What is your greatest achievement?
I think my greatest achievement has been writing books. I never imagined that I would be a writer. I grew up always writing, but I never thought about this as a life or an occupation. And so now I'm at my sixth book, and I would have never imagined that to be possible. So I'm very proud of the writing.
That was Farzana Doctor, the author of 52 Weeks to a Sweeter Life for Caregivers, Activists, and Helping Professionals, answering the Proust Questionnaire.